LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
That's right, guys. Holy crap, that's right, guys. It is 9 o'clock, well, shortly thereafter, and you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am, in fact, Mr. Murphy. It's good to have everyone here this week. Little discombobulated. Things aren't going quite as well as we thought they would right off the bat. Joining me this week in studio, say hi, little lady.
Hi.
Venus Sarah, which I don't know if anybody else knows where that comes from. She is joining me in studio this week just to kind of have some fun with us. This week we got some old stuff, we got some new stuff, we got some bold stuff, we got some blue stuff, and you name it, we pretty much got it at this point. Now I got to make sure that I got all my cables hooked up correctly. So quick, Vina, stretch. Stretch for time.
What am I doing? I'm just
stretch for time.
Okay.
Yay. No, not that kind of stretching. For time.
Well, I don't know what you want me to talk about. You know, I am very excited to be here today. You're quite a sexy man.
Heyo.
And
I think Trench would disagree with you on that one, but
well, he I have issues about that.
Uh-oh.
But you're quite all right. So, but no James L today. So,
nope,
I don't have to deal with that issue, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No large black men to bring us down. No. Nope. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, and I am Mr. Yay. Murphy. So I'm going to go ahead and kick things off with a little band that a lot of people in Baltimore know, but nowhere else seem to get anything out of them. We're going to start things off tonight with Clutch, Electric Worry.
Save. There ain't room for one.
foe. Lord, I'd have me a woman, yeah, on every road. But someday, baby, you ain't worry my life anymore.
Holy crap, that song just kind of ends, doesn't it? Guys, that was Clutch. The name of the song is Electric Worry. It's off of one of their albums. I don't know. Like I said, Clutch is not big anywhere outside of Baltimore. Some people have heard them here and there.
It's awesome. Yeah, I've heard it before. Being from back east myself and living outside of Baltimore. So very, very cool stuff.
It is a very cool band. I'm a big fan of them. I have most of their catalog as I do most albums that I enjoy. I don't ever buy just one album from a band. Like when it comes like Rolling Stones, I have like the entire catalog. Jimi Hendrix, same way. AC/DC I'm working on. I haven't quite gotten all the way yet, but Clutch is one of those bands. I was like, all right, time to start buying shit. So how was your day there? Was it pretty interesting?
Oh yeah, it was good stuff. You know, it's busy. Looking forward to this evening for sure,
because it's the end of the world. If anybody knows it.
Is it tonight or was it last night?
It is tonight at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, they start up the LCH, the large, or LHC, I'm sorry, LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. They fire that up tonight for the first time. It won't go full power for about a year, but they start it up tonight. And we all know what that means. We're going to die. This thing is going to fire up. It's going to create a lot of mini black holes, and then we're going to have parallel dimensions, and dinosaurs are going to come through, and then we're all going to get sucked down into the size of a quantum singularity.
That would be so cool.
Not really. Do you know how big a quantum singularity is?
Well, you know, if everybody's that small.
Yeah, nothing can survive at that space.
We never know.
Well, you're right. We don't know.
Exactly.
Now, I know this is a big rock show. We don't play a lot of blues. We don't, well, except for Clutch there. We don't play a lot of folk and stuff. But I figured with that, I figured this song would be appropriate.
Turn them in a fly. Offer me solutions, offer know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
It's the End of the World as You Know It, as we know it, sorry, as by R.E.M. And then Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash.
So hot.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. Guys, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. Joining me tonight?
I can't remember the name you gave me.
Venus Sarah. Venus, that's the name Sarah. You gave yourself last time you were here, which is the name of an album.
Oh.
5 points if anybody can guess it.
I can't.
We'll have to see about that. So, you are listening to the Rock and Roll Power Hour. This is the second week of the show. Got started a little late tonight because the guys from View from Vegas were running just a little late. We love them, though. They are very cool guys. Make sure you listen to them every week here on LV Rocks from 8 to 9 p.m. And before that would be The Strip from 7 to 8. This show is all about the music, and that's exactly what we're going to get back into here. We're going to throw three in a row at you guys here, starting off with... a band that I think never got enough recognition for what they did and got too much recognition for what they didn't. So starting this off, we're going to have Live with Lakini's Juice off the Secret Samadhi album. Anything to say about that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, here you go.
I'm excited.
It was an evening I shared with the sun. We were dancing.
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. Say Roy, you say God, give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is
I'm not afraid to
How badass is that? That was three for you. That was Lakini's Juice from Live, Bicycle Race by Queen, and the new one from The Offspring, You're Gonna Go Far, Kid. Yeah, I don't think I could have gotten any more eclectic with mixing that shit up there, could I?
No, that was pretty crazy.
You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am, of course, Mr. Murphy. Joining me this week
is me. And again, I forget my name.
You know, it's funny. You gave yourself this name.
I can't remember what comes first.
Venusera.
Venusera
is the name of a Tool album, by the way, since nobody out there got it.
Oh, love Tool.
Really now?
I don't remember that one, though. Was it early Tool?
I think it's Tool. It might be Perfect Circle, but I could have sworn it was Tool.
Oh, see, if it's Perfect Circle, then I'm not to blame for that one.
I love Perfect Circle.
Lovely.
Isn't it, though? That's right, ladies. Can you believe somebody actually scooped me up? All right, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. You can hear me live here every week, Tuesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. You can also hear me live on Fridays with the rest of my cohorts from Spankwagon Radio, where we make a bunch of dick and fart jokes and embarrass the shit out of each other. No, every once in a while, we actually do have real guests and real people. This week, joining us in studio, Wow, I transposed a shitload of vowels in that one, didn't I? Is going to be local band sensation, The Dirty Panties. A great band, and one of the things I'm looking forward to is apparently the drummer takes her pants off on stage. So if we can get her pantless here in studio, that's even better, because we've got Big Red back behind us. We can have a lot of fun with that. Guys, we are coming up here, coming close to running out of show. We are hitting the 50% mark on that one. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening. Both of you, apparently. The show is not podcasted officially on LV Rocks, but it does get recorded, and we throw it up on spankwagon.net, so all seven of you there can listen to it. If you got anything you want to hear, any questions, any comments, feel free to send me an email, murphy@spankwagon.net. I can guarantee I'll read it, but I can't guarantee I'll give you any respect for it. We're going to kick up again with a couple more songs. We're going a little more classic this time. I know when I fire this one up here, Venus is just going to want to kick back with a bong and just hit it like there's no tomorrow. Unfortunately, there are no drugs in the studio.
Oh.
So we're going to start things off right. Led Zeppelin, Kashmir.
I'm a traveler on both so you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade?
Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Tonight's been an interesting eclectic mix. I think I tried to add in as much different kind of stuff as possible. We did have Led Zeppelin there, of course, with Kashmir. And then a band I'm sure maybe like four of you and the two guys who own, you know, Burnout Paradise City are familiar with. As Bromhead Jackets, the name of the song is Fight Music for the Fight. It's actually a really cool band. Look them up. They've got some cool songs out there. They did make it onto the Burnout Paradise City soundtrack, and which is an awesome game. I am Mr. Murphy, as usual.
And I am Venus Sarah.
That's right.
Woo!
You got it right.
Woo! It took the whole show.
you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We're live every Tuesday here on LVRocks.com. Don't forget, LVRocks is your home for Las Vegas rocks and hip-hop stuff and all kinds of other things. And all in all, it's some fantastic stuff right there. I do love this show. I love doing this show. I love being a part of the show, and I love being part of LV Rocks. Let's see here. We are pretty much out of time. I'm going to go out with one more song here. What do I do for a song? I know. I have this song, and it caused a major fight in the studio. In my office today. And we're going to play this one, and we're going out with this. Folks, it's been fun talking to you here. Don't forget, LVRocks.com, spankwagon.net. Say goodnight, lady.
Goodnight.
All right, folks, so we're going out with this. Have a great one. We'll see you next week.
I have take away my world.